Hi, welcome to See What Show, the movie and TV and DVD review podcast for regular folk. I'm Mr. Brown, one of your regular folks.
Hi, and I'm Tammy.
The other regular folk.
Yeah.
We're going to review 30 Days of Night.
Yes, vampire movie. Very, very interesting.
The Kingdom. And
War
full
movie
of it.
And bad movie.
So fast we already execute judgment. Okay, what's showing this week?
What's showing this week?
Beowulf.
Yes.
Check out our review. It's enjoyable romp. You know, ancient poem, epic poem made into a 3D movie. Got Angelina Jolie as
naked.
A sexy, well, almost naked with gold paint.
Close enough.
Grendel to be killed by the hero Beowulf, and the drama of how this hero has to fight his urges and deal with temptation from the mother of the monster he kills. Them drama.
And then we have a Japanese movie called Hero. Saw the shorts for this one. It stars Takuya Kimura.
Oh, we love you. Oh, okay, yes, scream.
And for those Korean movie fans, Lee Ping-hsien.
Oh, really? Korean and Japanese?
Apparently. No, well, they say it's Japan's biggest movie this year, but there is this Korean actor who's very famous in there.
Oh, we love him too.
And basically, this Japanese lawyer who is supposed to defend this ex-minister whom everybody is saying is corrupt and killed somebody.
Right.
Yeah, so it's this unsolved murder case, blah, blah, blah. This lawyer, apparently, who, if he doesn't do his job right, will get fired. And yeah, so it looks fairly interesting. Looks kind of funny in a way. So I don't know, I wouldn't mind giving this a shot.
I'll be forced to watch it because the wife wants to watch it because of him.
Okay. Oh, we love you.
Hitman is another one showing this week, and we will review it next week.
I want to watch that one.
Yeah, it's based on the computer game, and you know how it is, right? Computer games made into movies traditionally don't work out.
Yeah. Well, except Resident Evil wasn't too bad.
But it got bad, you know, reviews from the critics. But the funny thing is, we watched it and we liked it, so don't always believe what the critics tell you. So I'm going to have to take a hit for the team, haha, and watch Hitman and review it next week for you. But first, review time.
See what show? See what show? Review time.
30 Days of Night.
Yep. I went to watch 30 Days of Night. It's basically about, you know, in Alaska, they have an entire month where there is no sun. And the thing about it is that what creature enjoys not having sun? Vampires.
Oh.
So, you know, you add two and two together.
Vampires, you know?
Vampires don't exist, Jake.
So a lot of vampires hang out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently, they made all this effort, and these vampires are not even American. No, no, they're cooler than that. They're Russian.
Oh, Russian fellas.
Yeah.
Hang out in Alaska.
Well, it sounds like Russian. I don't know what the language is, but okay, it's sort of like, you know, really nice and mysterious.
Okay.
And the thing is that they hung out in Alaska. They killed everybody, or tried to. Ah. And there's this group of survivors who in the end survived them. And it stars Josh Hartnett.
Oh, him.
Yes, 90s heartthrob. Not so much anymore. And acting was okay. Plot was interesting enough. I mean, the premise was okay, like, you know. But the action was really not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I like the way they filmed it. I like the way they showed the lightly restrained violence of it.
Oh, so it's not like Underworld.
No, no, it's not. It's not pure out gore. They do show the vampire sort of pouncing on him and trying to eat him and things like that. But they don't show a close up of the flesh being ripped off.
So is it horror or action or?
It's action. I am a big coward. Okay, I do not do horror.
So it's not horror.
I don't like the ghouly stuff. But no, it's not horror.
Okay.
It's just the premise of, okay, vampires, okay, the mythical creatures, come out and they attack everybody and it's how you survive.
Okay.
You know? So
I might check it out. Actually.
It's a bit like, oh, you know what this reminds me of? Pitch Black.
Oh,
you know, you
movie.
Sort of
okay,
have
okay.
The creatures come out.
All right, right. Okay. So it's not really horror.
No,
it's
no,
more action, but it's not
more
out
action.
And out, not out and out underworld action as well.
No, no, okay. It's not. It's actually, I mean, it's not too bad. It's a bit draggy.
Oh, dear.
I went to watch it with a friend and she said by the 18th day, because they have 30 days, right?
Oh.
By the 18th day, it was like, please, 30 already. Finish.
Oh, like that,
yeah, but I thought it wasn't too bad. I mean, I sat through it okay. Everybody got a bit fidgety towards three quarters through the movie. But it's a 2-hour movie, you know, it's not that
I
bad.
I wonder how it's contrasting to Day Watch, though, and Night Watch.
I haven't watched
Day Watch. A bit draggy, Day Watch was. And, yeah. There are many ways to play a vampire movie, you know what I mean?
True, true. I think they should have played down the human drama a little bit, though.
Okay.
Just made it action. It would have been more fun.
Okay. From horror in Alaska to Saudi Arabia. This is another kind of horror. Yeah, this is The Kingdom. Quite a cool movie from Jamie Foxx. In Saudi Arabia, which is the world's biggest oil exporter, there are oil company employees from the US of A, which is the world's biggest oil consumer. Okay, and they have this cozy relationship between the two nations.
Okay.
You know, they work there and then the oil companies, you know.
Are you sure this is not a documentary?
No. Intro was like they compressed the history of oil in Saudi Arabia and relationship to America within like a 5-minute thing, which was quite clever.
Okay.
They got the oil history out of the way, politics out of the way very early on. And the Americans kind of live in a little bit like a little America compound in Saudi Arabia, in Riyadh. And it's guarded by heavy security provided by, you know, the cops from the Saudi royalty. And unfortunately, Muslim terrorists from, you know, Saudi Arabia, they execute this horrifying bombing of the place. You know, a lot of people were killed, like, you know, grown-ups, children. It was a baseball game going on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a scary thing. I mean, it's like, they executed that very well. Like, whoa! I mean, not well as in it's
like,
a good thing to happen, but
it shows you
how the horror.
Scary it
yeah,
is.
It was very scary. So, FBI agent Ronald Fleury, who is this Jamie Foxx character, he wiggles his way there to investigate the bombing.
Wiggles
with his elite FBI squad. The American government actually doesn't want him there because it's an international incident, it's sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, already American lives are lost, so they're scared, like, if I send Americans there to investigate,
then
more, you know, the terrorists will all come out of the woodwork and make things worse, right? And also there's a sovereignty issue as well.
Okay.
So he manages, though, to convince the Saudi government to let his team go there and observe.
The FBI would like an evidence response team in Saudi Arabia now.
Your Excellency, Special Agent Fleury of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and his colleagues.
This is not America. Your safety is my primary concern.
To assist kind of thing. Because they are like, we are very expert. We, you know CSI, the movie? The series? We are like that, Wana. We are more CSI than anybody else in the world, right? So we can help you CSI your way to find the murderer and the terrorist, right?
Okay.
Because you people in Saudi Arabia got no CSI, you know. Yeah, CSI are Saudi Arabia. And he's also, Jamie Foxx is very upset, like, because his FBI colleagues were lost in the blast as well. So this is an action movie trying to be political drama and cop story.
Ah, I see.
Okay, it's trying to be a lot of things at once. But it's more action film, really. Who cares? You know,
was it good as an action piece?
Yeah, exactly. That's where it worked. You know, it's exciting, explosive stuff, tense stuff, you know, really, really semi-intelligent. You forgive its American-centric point of view and simplistic view of history and politics in the Middle East. But all the action stuff, you know, you forgive. You know, you go, oh, okay, it's fine. Okay, we understand the premise. We understand the background. Wow, you know.
Just give me more explosion.
Yeah, investigate, you know, find out, chase the bad guys, you know. My friend Kendrick liked it so much, he watched it twice.
Wow.
Yeah, Kunkka, you know, he watched it twice.
Was it, you said with CSI, like, was it as, like, thoughtful as
no,
CSI?
No need to dwell too much in the thoughtful.
Oh, no,
they
don't
like,
have that.
They, like, find one detonator and then, like, okay, this is a clue. No. There's no, like, it's not cerebral, see? Action film, okay? It's action CSI. So the way they balance the Muslim bad guys is in the form of a good Saudi cop. So you cannot just have like the terrorists or else become like
racist.
Yeah, it's very racist. So you must have the good Muslim guy, Saudi Arabian guy, who's there, you know, to show the good side. Right? If not, everyone
yeah,
accuse
only one,
you.
Right? Yeah.
One. Right? Colonel Faris Al Ghazi. Okay, he's the reluctant chaperone of the team and he's the basically the head of police.
I know you want him caught. We want him caught. Allow us to help your men catch this criminal.
I have two daughters and a son.
A man who can plan mass murder
scares me more than anything.
And it's under his watch that this stuff happened, so he's very upset.
But he
wants to do a good job. He wants to find the murderers.
But so, don't want to help the American.
No, he's trying to help them.
He's
caught in between a rock and a hard place because the guy assigned to go after this investigation is a general from the army.
Oh, wow.
Whose heart is in the right place kind of thing, but doesn't know anything about, you know, police work.
Mm.
So, you know, he's kind of walking very thin line, this Colonel Ferris. Mm. There were good performances by Chris Cooper, Jennifer Garner, who's terribly good at doing FBI, right?
Yes.
And Jason Bateman, who's like the comic foil. They were the team that have to work, you know, they have to work around these very restrictive conditions. And it's basically four guys. If I have any complaints about the movie, it's really the two-dimensional kind of look at the Saudi Arabian nation and Middle East politics in general. I mean, beyond Colonel Ferris, the Saudis and I think Islam in general is like the montage they showed in the middle of the movie. They really did a montage of people praying.
Oh, wow.
Being good
Muslims.
That's
so stereotypical.
Very. Though. It was like, okay, here's this moment where I'm going to show you, you know, the non-terrorist version, you know, the non-terrorist lives, you know, those who are non-terrorists, but the good Muslim people of Saudi Arabia. So it was a montage, boom, 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 boom. I kind of like the shaky camera use also. They use a lot of that to get a documentary feel.
Okay. Was it like headache inducing?
Not very badly.
Huh.
Yeah, very clever. Makes you feel like you're following a CNN story as it unfolds, which is clever.
A nice feel.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. In the end, I think, you know, you watch it for the action and the tense drama, the police drama, really, and you'll be fine. Don't expect the, you know, politics and history to work too well. Leave that at home. I would say it's a highly, highly recommended popcorn movie. Done in a traditional slam-bam American Hollywood style. You know, good. Can watch, really.
Sounds
highly
good.
Recommend it. Yeah, it is. It's very good.
Interesting.
Yeah, watch History Channel if you want the other stuff. You know.
Discovery.
Yeah.
So, yes, from a good movie to something not so good.
Full of it, isn't it?
Yes, full of it.
What happened to that? What's that about?
Okay. Premise being, there's this kid, right, who goes to a new school.
Right.
And of course, one American teenager in a new school. And what happens? People don't like him. Uh-huh. Always the case, right?
Yeah.
So he goes to this counselor and says, "Hey, I need help.
Looking for a little guidance?
Have a seat, buddy.
Today was my first day here. I'm already getting absolutely killed.
You want kids here to like you? You lie."
Yes, so he lies and he lies and he's full of bullshit.
Mm.
And one day, he breaks a mirror and ta-da, his lies start coming true.
Oh. Yes. Got magic on her.
Apparently, it's a bit, like, it's not very well suspended. Because, okay, he told other people, right?
You've been here the day, and already Mrs. Moran and Vicky Sanders are lusting after you?
We have major chemistry.
And in the end, when it finally, you know, so-called comes true, then he has to deal with his teacher, you know, trying to rape him. Not rape him, but, no, in the classroom, like, oh, after-school detention, something really
so
cheesy.
So be careful what you wish for, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That you will get it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of movie, okay.
And it's just so bad because it's sort of like, oh, and now he has to deal with it, and then after he deals with it, so, you know, now
is drama
okay.
Or comedy?
It's comedy.
Oh.
But, you know, he has to deal with these things that he wished for, and moral of the story is, don't lie.
Oh, like that.
You know? Okay, one of the actresses is Kate Mara.
Actresses, yeah. Okay.
Sorry, one of the actresses is Kate Mara.
I'm being grammar man.
And
grammar man!
What happens here is that she plays his classmate, right? So this chick who has her head screwed on right, and you know, she's very nice, and she's the foil, basically, because he's so out there, right? And the thing is, Kate Mara was the chick in Shooter.
Oh, Shooter.
The wife of
a
the
A bit auntie,
dead guy.
Right, that one?
That's the thing. No, hot chick, la.
But she's a bit old, eh?
That's the thing.
This is a teen movie, right?
She's playing a teenager.
Oh.
I mean, she sort of pulls it off because she doesn't have the makeup and everything, but I saw other reviews from it. Everybody was like, oh, you know, the biggest lie is trying to convince everybody that all the high school students, you know, are not actually 30-year-old people.
Oh, no. Why
that
couldn't they find someone
thing.
Younger, like someone in the 20s?
I don't know.
She's quite auntie. She's lao chiu, ah.
She... Chio la. I mean, I wouldn't even say lao chio, you know, it's a bit pushing it. I think she's about late 20s, but it's stretching it.
Find a younger actress, eh? Were the other chicks hot, like the girls that he liked?
No, they all looked about her age. Oh, he was the only one who looked like a 15-year-old.
We sound like ageist down here, right?
But, I mean, look, if you want to typecast somebody, typecast them properly.
Okay, so like compared to another kind, another movie like this kind, like Superbad.
Superbad was
you watched
worse.
Both, right?
Yes, Superbad was way worse.
Okay. So this is better than Superbad.
Better than Superbad, but I still wouldn't recommend it.
So it's semi-bad.
Yes, not super, it's just bad.
Semi-bad.
It reminds me a bit of Big Liar. You know that one with Frankie Muniz, the Malcolm in the Middle dude?
Yeah.
Basically, he lies and lies and lies. So
that's another like middle of the road movie, right?
Yeah, but that one is better than this one.
Oh, okay.
That one had a little bit more taste to it. You could sort of pass it off as a kids movie. This one had too much sex in it to be a kids movie and wasn't smart enough to be an adult movie. So.
Okay.
Really.
But was there like hot moments? Was it R?
It's rated, if I'm not wrong, M18.
Oh, that means got lah. Got nudity or this?
Not so much nudity, but that sexual references and, you know, things like that.
So it can't even redeem itself like with gratuitous nudity?
No.
Oh dear.
No, nothing I would say was really hot, no.
Sad. So, okay, that's full of it.
Yeah, so they were really full of it.
Oh no, you'll be waiting the whole day to say that, right? Well, that's our review of Full of It and The Kingdom
and 30 Days of Night.
This is See What Show. I'm Mr. Brown. Thanks for joining us. Bye bye. See you next week.
A production of SWAT. Show.com.